Dartmouth was founded in 1769, according to its charter, quote, for the education and instruction of youth of the Indian tribes, unquote. But for two centuries, even its own historian writes, the college failed to live up to that promise. Now there's a house where students from tribes may live and learn. They hold an annual powwow. There's a Native American studies major. And this week, Dartmouth is hosting College Horizons, a national nonprofit that brings Native students from all over the country to some of America's most elite campuses. That Native song from Hawaii spontaneously erupted at an afternoon workshop for high school students shopping for college. Native American Studies professor Bruce Dutu touted the value of a challenging, multifaceted education for ambitious young people who want to solve pressing problems in their tribes.
The liberal arts education, schools like Dartmouth, that's what we do. That's what we teach. You get a bit of knowledge in all of these areas so that you can see the interconnection of all of these fields.
Hilary Abe, Dartmouth class of 2008, is a Native Hawaiian and a member of the Eagle Clan. He's a filmmaker now, but when he was younger, he had no idea what he could achieve.
Basically, I wasn't being given the information in high school through my college counselor where I would look at a school like Dartmouth and realize that I was not only a competitive applicant, but that through financial aid initiatives offered here and at other schools and peer institutions, that I would actually be able to afford these institutions more than perhaps even the community college in my hometown or the state institution that I would be looking at.
He and other alums at this workshop are grateful for their shot at the Ivy League. But the director of Dartmouth's Native American program also warned that traces of discrimination still remain at colleges where minority students are relative newcomers. Kapi'olani Larinal says just this week she was offended by a slice of Dartmouth history she saw in a display case circa 1951.
They have canes that the senior societies carry around, but it had an Indian head on it. It was an Indian head cane, and it was put in a display case.
Advocates for Native Americans at Dartmouth say today's students are more sensitive to cultural differences, but many believe there's more work to do to build an inclusive college community. For example, the director of College Horizons, Dartmouth alum Carmen Lopez, thinks all students, whatever their heritage, should be required to take at least one Native American studies course.
This is the history of America. This is the history of the United States.
Lopez says there were no attendees at the College Horizons workshops from New England's own Abenaki tribes. Dartmouth Admissions Office says it would like to see more. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.